97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
All right, welcome in on Friday the 13th. Hopefully you're not one of those superstitious people who is afraid to walk under a ladder or anything today, but it is Friday the 13th.
Well, you know, a lot of hotels don't have a 13th floor because people
rumor.
Don't want to stay there.
I know. I'm never really...
Don't they really have a 13th floor? They just don't number it.
Well, they don't number it, but that's what's funny about it. You're right. You're still staying in the 13th floor.
There's just a gap there. They just don't count that. No. There is...
Well, you know what?
They just don't count it.
Math these days, right? Even if you try in school, you get an A. It doesn't really matter if you get the correct answer.
It's new math.
It's like a participation award.
Yeah, exactly. That's how that works. Glad you're with us this morning. Sue Thomas keeping an eye on the roads out there, I'm sure. A little bit of rainfall that we've had. There's going to be some standing water causing some problems. So please be careful. Yesterday, if you were listening, you know that I had a good friend in town I haven't seen for many years, and we went to the ball game together because he is we grew up near Cincinnati, still a Reds fan. He flew here to see the ball game, and we got together yesterday. So afterwards, we went to see my mother and have some dinner with her, right?
Oh, nice.
Out in Ellisville. And we walked out of the restaurant. We didn't hear this happen. But right outside of the restaurant where we ate yesterday, the corner pub there in Ellisville, there was a horrible accident. It was a small SUV hit a motorcycle. And you could tell it was bad when we walked out. We could see the EMS people up there doing chest compressions on the motorcycle rider. And I later learned that it was a fatal. I was afraid of that when we walked out of the restaurant. I immediately texted Sue Thomas to tell her what was going on so she could get some alerts on to tell people to avoid that. Because Clayton Road is not – at that point, it's like four lanes, but it very soon narrows down to one. And traffic was backed up a long way in both directions. They completely had Clayton shut down there. So that was our first responders were there for the people very quickly because there's a firehouse just down the street, and it just wasn't enough.
I don't have any problem with motorcycles, but that is what scares me. Is it doesn't really matter how good of a driver you are, you're around other people, and I don't know the circumstances of this particular crash, but you hear those stories of other people getting hit from behind, and it's sad.
Very unfortunate.
Really, that's too bad.
Please be careful out there today, for sure. We'll keep up to date on what's going on with traffic, for sure. Coming up, we're going to give away some TSO tickets, right? Next hour, I've got Robert Davi, the actor. I know you recognize him immediately. He's one of those great character actors in Hollywood. He's been in a lot of... mobster movies, and he's been played the bad guy in a lot of movies. A great guy. He's also fairly outspoken with his politics, which is, as a conservative in Hollywood, that can bring a quick end to your career. He's still working. And one of the movies he was just in was the one about Reagan. And we're going to get him on here at the top of the hour at 7. I first met him a couple years ago at CPAC, and a great guy. Looking forward to talking to him about that movie because he plays Leonid Brezhnev in this movie that's coming out. I have not seen it yet. I can't wait to see it. J.J. Carafano a little later. We're also going to talk about this Venezuelan gang issue in America. I wonder if the media would focus more on that if they were accused of killing cats. Don't you wonder? Because we seem to be in an uproar that you would dare accuse... immigrants from Haiti for killing cats, and you've got people walking around with fully automatic weapons in apartment complexes around the country. I'm going to talk to a retired ICE officer about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. So stick around for that. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Pearls are a symbol of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, which she pledged while she was at Howard University. And the strand of pearls is symbolic of the unity and the sisterhood.
Oh, the unity and the sisterhood. You know what that is, don't you, Kim St. Ange? That would be one of the moderators from the debate the other night bragging in the past. I'm sure she regrets that statement, bragging about the fact that she and Kamala Harris are sorority sisters, sisters in kind.
You know, the homeless problem. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town because they all got vouchers.
Another great soundbite from a recent Springfield, Ohio City Council meeting where a guy who works with homeless veterans every day is reading them the riot act because his veterans can't get any help, but they're putting the Haitian immigrants up in hotels with vouchers.
As everyone saw two nights ago, we had a monumental victory over comrade Kamala Harris in the presidential debate.
Yeah, no mas, no mas, if you get that reference. Donald Trump says he will not hold another debate with Kamala now that he's beaten Joe and, according to him, beaten her.
$37 million in COVID relief funds, but even though we're well more than 4 years since the start of the pandemic, the city still hasn't handed out most of the money to the small businesses and nonprofits who say they desperately need it.
Yeah, good for Channel 4 doing this story. They've reported on this before. Haven't you ever wondered why? COVID seems it was horrific. Some of us have PTSD from it. Some of our careers were ended over it. Jobs were lost over the ridiculous COVID restrictions and things by the tyrannical leaders who were grasping at power. But doesn't it seem like it's been a long time?
Yeah,
it really does. It's only been 2 years, right, for the most part, 2.5 maybe.
Well, some people still wear masks by themselves in their cars and when they walk outside by themselves. But yes, it does feel like a long time ago.
And those are the ones suffering the long-term mental effects of COVID, right? Or the mental effects of the policies surrounding COVID and the bad advice you got from Anthony Fauci. But you might be interested to know that there's still COVID relief funds to the tune of $37 million sitting in St. Louis City coffers that's never been handed out. And hats off to Channel 4 for doing some investigative work on this. I mean, when the thing that caught my ear the most is that in one particular case, and I'm going to read this straight off of their website here, at least three awards went to organizations connected to family members of SLDC board member and alderwoman Shamin Clark Hubbard. For example, one went to Ebony Washington, who was previously a candidate for alderman. Her organization, the People Project Corporation, reportedly aims to help the homeless. It's based out of a house. It was incorporated just last August, long after COVID. And in some cases, they're getting $700,000 or $800,000 of this $36 million in COVID relief money. Your tax money, my tax money, being wasted on clearly partisan people in this city who are somehow politically connected. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't surprise me at all. And you're right. Hats off to Channel 4 for uncovering this. We know stuff like this is going on, and this is really just the tip of the iceberg. You know, think about how much stuff has not yet been caught. I wouldn't be surprised if somehow the city was able to reallocate that to their reparations fund that has been less than impressive in the two or so years that it's been up.
One person who received a grant listed the organization listed its physical address as inside a city park where no business exists. Like the address did, and the address is still on there, still listed. That's still the listed address, even though they realize there's nothing there.
Maybe they had like a lemonade stand one day, and they're like, "Well, that's my business."
Yeah, could be. I don't know. That's what you're dealing with city politics. I'll play a little bit more of that investigation piece from Channel 4 coming up, because you got to laugh. If not, you're going to cry when you see how this is mishandled. We're going to be back here with that in just a minute. And we're going to give away some TSO tickets this hour. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back. All right, if you know, you know. That is Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming again to St. Louis December 18th. I love it. I got to tell you. I love it that they're going to be here before Christmas. Because oftentimes it seems like St. Louis has ended up with the show a day or two after Christmas. But it's a Christmas show.
Yeah, it gets you in the mood.
Yeah, it does. It's part rock concert and part Christmas show. And
light, I would argue, light show, too.
They're so talented. I mean, the musicians that play in this are just so talented. And if you haven't seen it, here's your chance. You can win a pair of tickets right now to the December 18th show. There's just one this year over at Enterprise Center. And all you have to do is be caller number, it's the 13th. Caller number 13, lucky 13, to 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. And we will give those away to caller 13 today. And you can also buy them because they're now on sale, if that's what you're looking for. So we appreciate you doing that. I want to get back to this Channel 4 story on the COVID relief fund. Some of this stuff is just, it's just unbelievable. And when the TV stations do good investigative journalism, we were going to give them credit for it. I'm critical of them a lot. I know that because Kim and I worked in the business. We know how things work over there. But this is one of the good ones where they're going in and asking questions. Somebody's got to ask because the Board of Aldermen's clearly not too worried about it. Go to cut five, please.
Well, what we're talking about here is $37 million in COVID relief funds. But even though we're well more than 4 years since the start of the pandemic, the city still hasn't handed out most of the money to the small businesses and nonprofits who say they desperately need it. And now the process has stalled again.
Agitated, still aggravated. Still angry.
Owner of a small business, Tamika Steiger's frustration towards St. Louis city officials grows each day.
The whole thing, it's horrible. It's like, that's the understatement of the year, that is horrible. It's so many words I could use to describe it, but this is, you know, kid-friendly talk, and it's horrible.
In June, the St. Louis Development Corporation, or SLDC, announced the winners of a grant for businesses and nonprofits on the city's north side. It had taken years to come to fruition, but in the weeks since, Steiger says there's been only more questions about who is getting the dollars.
There's no check and balances on any of these ARPA funds.
No.
So we're just giving them blank checks away to our friends of elected officials. Here you go.
Wow. Now, she's a little bitter because she has not gotten hers yet that she believes she deserves, given the guidelines for applying for it. But some people have, who just happen to have relatives or friends in the Board of Aldermen or in the administration, right?
And yet people keep reelecting to Shara Jones. Well, this is this would be her third term?
Yeah. Yeah.
They
second
might.
Second or third.
Yeah.
I don't know. Second, I think, right?
Would it be only her second? It's been only two terms because it's felt a lot longer. But it doesn't surprise me at all that
like
she...
when you're in a horror movie and it seems like it's
ends.
Just going on forever.
It goes on and on.
It's kind of like that. Yeah, it's just a little bit like that. So, I don't know what else you do with that. By the way, I mentioned this earlier. Speaking of the barriers that are up all over downtown and the homeless issue and all this stuff, they got a real problem down in Miami, Florida. We're going to get to that for you a little later this morning because I think it's important to talk about this. This is where they've got some more of this Venezuelan gang crime. Like, part of it was out in Oklahoma somewhere, and now they've got it in Miami, Florida. Nothing to see here. We don't want you to be concerned that some of the people that have broken into the country illegally are now taking over parts of the country and apartment complexes and all that. Don't be concerned at all. But we're going to talk to a retired ICE official coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, because when I play you this report out of Miami, you will be shaking your head at why this is being allowed to go on in our country. It really is that ridiculous. That's coming up. Congratulations to the winner of the TSO tickets. We'll get you a name here in just a couple of minutes. And when we come back, we'll get to Nicole Murray as well. I don't know, why do I say her name like that?
Murray.
Nicole Murray, because she says it like that
Forrest
sometimes.
Forrest Gump. Murray.
We'll ask her about what's going on in business on this Friday in just a minute. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back. We appreciate that. Congratulations to Jan, who won the tickets to TSO. And those are the last ones we're giving away this week, but you can still go buy them. They're on sale now. Got to be at Enterprise Center. A great sort of tradition a lot of people like to do to see that big Christmas show right before the holidays. And they always put on such a fantastic show, for sure. Boy, Kim was just saying a minute ago, seems like it's been a long week, doesn't it?
Is it just me? It has felt like a month. I mean, really, this might go down in history as one of the long... It's not even been a bad week. I'm not complaining about it. It's been a good week. It's just been so busy, and it has kind of dragged on.
Yeah, and I had Monday off, which should have made the whole thing a lot easier. But, of course, you come right back into the debate, and then we had the debate watch party, and then we had the live down in Eureka.
Cats are getting eaten. It's just there's a lot going on right now.
It's rough out there. I don't know if they're eating cats up in New Jersey or not, but let's check in with Nicole, please. Nicole Murray, cats marked safe in New Jersey this morning?
No, we are not eating cats. What is the matter with you?
I just want to make sure all the cats in New Jersey are safe. That's all. Seems cats, to be the issue around the country right now.
Yeah, cats, dogs, all of them safe as far as I know.
What about the geese? I need to know if the geese are okay.
As far as I know, I wish I had.
Check in with your geese friends, everyone.
Yeah.
As far as I know, everything is safe. It's been a really long week, and I need a nap. That's where we're at.
We all need a nap after this week. There's no doubt about it. What's going on out there?
Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 235, the NASDAQ gained 174, and the S&P 500 up 41. Sauce Magazine is now down to a skeleton crew after a series of cuts left the monthly food publication with half its original staffers. After Friday, the 25-year-old magazine will employ only 3 full-time staffers, down from 6 when the paper was sold to Big Lou Holdings last year. Owner Chris Keating did not respond to requests for comment. Caleres Company officials said it is restructuring amid lower sales and local jobs will be affected. Stocks for Caleres jumped double digits yesterday morning after the footwear company announced lower than expected sales for the quarter, citing slow back-to-school shopping. CEO and President Jay Schmidt told investors the company will save $7.5 million on an annual basis and $2 million in this fiscal year from the changes. He gave no other details. More than 30,000 Boeing workers are set to strike today after nearly 95% of its staff rejected a new labor contract. Union President John Holden said employees are demanding higher pay raises and better health benefits. Boeing had offered a 25% pay increase over the next 4 years. The strike will halt production of the plane maker's most popular jets. A quick recap of inflation data from this week. The consumer price index in August came in at 2.5% on an annualized basis. That is the lowest level since February of 2021. Wholesale prices, meanwhile, rose 0.2% in August, coming in line with expectations. Wall Street is now looking ahead toward the Federal Reserve's policy meeting on September 17th and 18th, where the central bank is largely anticipated to lower interest rates by 25 basis points. Currently, the Fed's target rate is sitting between 5.25% to 5.5%. Microsoft has announced that all service issues have been fully restored after many were unavailable for customers yesterday morning. Users has reported problems accessing a number of the tech giant's tools, and that's according to Down Detector. This includes Xbox, Microsoft 365, Microsoft Teams, and Outlook and Azure. And finally, today is Friday the 13th. According to the Stress Management Center, up to 21 million people in the U.S. are afraid of the, quote, bad luck day. According to YouGov poll, only 11% of Americans believe the day is unlucky. And believe it or not, men are more likely to believe it is bad luck compared to women.
Superstitious, huh?
Really? Men are more likely? Mark, Ethan, what do you have to say for yourselves?
I have no superstition about Friday the 13th.
Nothing? It doesn't freak you out at all?
No. Now, I'm not saying I'm not superstitious, because sometimes when my Kentucky Wildcats are playing, I'll want to wear a certain shirt, just to be sure I'm giving them that extra mojo for the game. But other than that, I'm not really superstitious.
I double dog dare you to spill some salt, to step on some cracks today, walk under ladders, and you tell me what kind of day you had on Monday.
Oh, I would do all of that.
Oh,
would
my
you
gosh.
Really?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Break a mirror?
I don't care about that. The only thing that might scare, sometimes those black cats are a little creepy.
Oh.
Let's take this a step further. Would you ever use a Ouija board?
No, I definitely would not do that.
Definitely not.
I'm really glad to hear that you guys draw the line somewhere.
Would you?
Absolutely not. I kind of believe in the whole superstitious thing. Like, to me, it's kind of like, why tempt whatever other forces are out there? Leave them alone and they'll leave me alone.
Although, and I will admit this may be totally coincidental. I really get that. But many, many years ago, when I had just started out in television news, I was in a city 30 miles away from where I worked, 40 miles away, and there was a palm reader there. And the young lady I was with convinced me to let this person read my palm. And one of the things she told me is that you will be known by many people, like thousands of people.
Well,
like,
she didn't say
weird.
No. She didn't say known for what, Mark?
She didn't say known for what. She could have thought, she could have seen prison in my future. But she did. It was weird that she said that. And I thought about that years later. I'm like, I don't put much stock in that stuff. But it is weird because she had no idea who I was or what I was doing at the time, because I worked far away from her. So that was weird.
I'm telling you, there's something to it. So everyone be careful today.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. All right. Have a great weekend, Nicole.
You guys as well. Thanks so much.
Get some rest. That's a good thing. If you can get some rest, that'll be a good.
Well, it's like when you wake up, and when you're getting out of bed, you're like, I can't wait to get back in my bed later on today.
Did you think that this morning?
I think that every morning, Mark. Every morning, my two thoughts are, oh, I can't wait for lunch or dinner or breakfast, and the other thought is, I can't wait to crawl back in my bed and try to take a nap if I can squeeze it in during the day. I'm like, yes.
Some days are longer than others, right? So the day we were live in Eureka, and then we watch our grandkids on Wednesdays sometimes, and we're usually on Wednesdays. So that, you know, that can be a long day, because I don't always get a nap. Usually my wife sees to it that I get a nap about the same time as our grandson, so that works out. But yesterday, through my own fault, I went to the ball game. So I didn't have a chance to lay down anywhere. And of course, a few drinks were had while we were there. And it just did seem like a long day. When I woke up this morning, I had that exact same thought. I cannot wait to get back here at some point today so I can lay down for a few minutes. I think that's natural.
That's one way you can get out of bed, is knowing you eventually get to get back in.
When you work this shift, those are the things you dream of, is a nap coming up for you a little later. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News for you, and Robert Davi is going to join us at the top of the hour. The actor, I know you'll know his face. If you don't know his name, you'll know his face immediately if you Google him, and he's been very outspoken. I met him at CPAC when we were live there 2 years ago, I think it was, and when we were down in Florida. And it was because of COVID. They got forced out of D.C. to COVID, and that's where I ran into Robert Davi. He's in the new movie Reagan, and he's going to join us a few minutes after 7. Stay tuned for that. We're going to be right back.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, NFL Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp is apologizing after shocking his 3.2 million Instagram followers by going live on the social media platform while having sex. Now, I've not seen this, but I have read online. You don't see anything. You just hear the audio. He initially denied it and claimed, no, my account was hacked. And hours later, he went onto a podcast and fessed up.
Was it on purpose or accidental?
Oh, it was total accident.
Accident.
Oh.
Complete accident.
How do you go? Hold on now. Which social media account was it?
Instagram.
It was. He went live. Is it easy to go live on Instagram?
I've never done it. I've done Facebook Live.
Yeah, but that's a little more of a process. You have to push a button, wait for it to start. It tells you, are you sure you want to go live? I mean, it double checks everything first.
Right.
Insta doesn't do that.
No, but I think about how easy it is to pocket dial people
exactly. And
the Snap.
Insta. Mark tries to
I'm
use.
Trying to be
if
hip.
Anyone wasn't
don't
listening
do
the other day, Mark tries to use cool lingo, and Sue and I set him straight on that one.
Just don't. Just
thank
say
you.
No.
Just say no. All right, Karate Kid star Chad McQueen has died at the age of 63. That's young. He was also the son of actor Steve McQueen. Chad was best known for his role as Dutch in The Karate Kid and its sequel, The Karate Kid Part 2. I didn't know this. His true passion was racing. He even founded McQueen Racing, which is a company that develops high-performance cars and motorcycles.
Yep.
How come I don't remember him from Karate Kid?
I don't either. I'm looking him up.
I'd have to see him.
I'm looking for images of him. Yeah. Now, he was not in these sequels, right? To Karate Kid, the one they're doing now?
He was just in the first one in part two, which were what, back in like the 80s, I believe?
Yeah, you're right. It was in the 80s. It was way back there. All right, welcome back. We appreciate that. Congratulations to Jan, who won the tickets to TSO. And those are the last ones we're giving away this week, but you can still go buy them. They're on sale now. Going to be at Enterprise Center. A great sort of tradition a lot of people like to do to see that big Christmas show right before the holidays. And they always put on such a fantastic show, for sure. Boy, Kim was just saying a minute ago, seems like it's been a long week, doesn't it?
It has felt like a month. I mean, really, this might go down in history as one of the long... It's not even been a bad week. I'm not complaining about it. It's been a good week. It's just been so busy, and it has kind of dragged on.
Yeah, and I had Monday off, which should have made the whole thing a lot easier. But, of course, you come right back into the debate, and then we had the debate watch party, and then we had the live down in Eureka.
Cats are getting eaten. It's just there's a lot going on right now.
It's rough out there. I don't know if they're eating cats up in New Jersey or not, but let's check in with Nicole, please. Nicole Murray, are you marked? Are cats marked safe in New Jersey this morning?
No, we are not eating cats. What is the matter with you?
I just want to make sure all the cats in New Jersey are safe. That's all. Seems cats, to be the issue around the country right now.
Yeah, cats, dogs, all of them safe as far as I know.
What about the geese? I need to know if the geese are okay.
As far as I know, I wish I had.
Check in with your geese friends, everyone.
Yeah.
As far as I know, everything is safe. It's been a really long week, and I need a nap. That's where we're at.
We all need a nap after this week. There's no doubt about it. What's going on out there?
Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 235, the NASDAQ gained 174, and the S&P 500 up 41. Sauce Magazine is now down to a skeleton crew after a series of cuts left the monthly food publication with half its original staffers. After Friday, the 25-year-old magazine will employ only 3 full-time staffers, down from 6 when the paper was sold to Big Lou Holdings last year. Owner Chris Keating did not respond to requests for comment. Caleres Company officials said it is restructuring amid lower sales and local jobs will be affected. Stocks for Caleres jumped double digits yesterday morning after the footwear company announced lower than expected sales for the quarter, citing slow back-to-school shopping. CEO and President Jay Schmidt told investors the company will save $7.5 million on an annual basis and $2 million in this fiscal year from the changes. He gave no other details. More than 30,000 Boeing workers are set to strike today after nearly 95% of its staff rejected a new labor contract. Union President John Holden said employees are demanding higher pay raises and better health benefits. Boeing had offered a 25% pay increase over the next 4 years. The strike will halt production of the plane maker's most popular jets. A quick recap of inflation data from this week. The consumer price index in August came in at 2.5% on an annualized basis. That is the lowest level since February of 2021. Wholesale prices, meanwhile, rose 0.2% in August, coming in line with expectations. Wall Street is now looking ahead toward the Federal Reserve's policy meeting on September 17th and 18th, where the central bank is largely anticipated to lower interest rates by 25 basis points. Currently, the Fed's target rate is sitting between 5.25% to 5.5%. Microsoft has announced that all service issues have been fully restored after many were unavailable for customers yesterday morning. Users has reported problems accessing a number of the tech giant's tools, and that's according to Down Detector. This includes Xbox, Microsoft 365, Microsoft Teams, and Outlook, and Azure. And finally, today is Friday the 13th. According to the Stress Management Center, up to 21 million people in the U.S. are afraid of the, quote, bad luck day. According to YouGov poll, only 11% of Americans believe the day is unlucky. And believe it or not, men are more likely to believe it is bad luck compared to women.
Superstitious, huh?
Really? Men are more likely?
Yeah.
Mark? Ethan? What do you have to say for yourselves?
I have no superstition about Friday the 13th.
Nothing? It doesn't freak you out at all?
No. Now I'm not saying I'm not superstitious, because sometimes when my Kentucky Wildcats are playing, I'll want to wear a certain shirt, just to be sure I'm giving them that extra mojo for the game. But other than that, I'm not really superstitious.
I double dog dare you to spill some salt, to step on some cracks today, walk under ladders, and you tell me what kind of day you had on Monday.
Oh, I would do all of that.
Oh,
would you
gosh.
Really?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Break a mirror.
The
you
only,
don't care about that?
The, yeah, I don't care about that. The only thing that might scare, sometimes those black cats are a little creepy.
Oh.
Let's take this a step further. Would you ever use a Ouija board?
No. Well, no. I definitely would not do that.
Definitely not.
I'm really glad to hear that you guys draw the line somewhere.
Would you?
Absolutely not. I kind of believe in the whole superstitious thing. Like, to me, it's kind of like, why tempt whatever other forces are out there? Leave them alone and they'll leave me alone.
Although, and I will admit this may be totally coincidental. I really get that. But many, many years ago, when I had just started out in television news, I was in a city 30 miles away from where I worked, 40 miles away, and there was a palm reader there. And the young lady I was with convinced me to let this person read my palm. And one of the things she told me is that you will be known by many people, like thousands of people.
Well,
like,
she didn't say
weird.
No. She didn't say known for what, Mark?
She didn't say known for what. She could have thought, she could have seen prison in my future. But she did. It was weird that she said that. And I thought about that years later. I'm like, I don't put much stock in that stuff. But it is weird because she had no idea who I was or what I was doing at the time, because I worked far away from her. So that was weird.
I'm telling you, there's something to it. So everyone be careful today.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. All right. Have a great weekend, Nicole.
You guys as well. Thanks so much.
Get some rest. That's a good thing. If you can get some rest, that'll be a good thing.
Well, it's like when you wake up and when you're getting out of bed, you're like, I can't wait to get back in my bed later on today.
Did you think that this morning?
I think that every morning, Mark. Every morning. Probably my two thoughts are, oh, I can't wait for lunch or dinner or breakfast. And the other thought is, I can't wait to crawl back in my bed and try to take a nap. If I can squeeze it in during the day, yes.
Some days are longer than others, right? So the day we were live in Eureka, and then we watch our grandkids on Wednesdays sometimes, and we're usually on Wednesdays. So that, you know, that can be a long day, because I don't always get a nap. Usually my wife sees to it that I get a nap about the same time as our grandson, so that works out. But yesterday, through my own fault, I went to the ball game. So I didn't have a chance to lay down anywhere. And of course, a few drinks were had while we were there. And it just did seem like a long day. When I woke up this morning, I had that exact same thought. I cannot wait to get back here at some point today so I can lay down for a few minutes. I think that's natural.
That's one way you can get out of bed, is knowing you eventually get to get back in.
When you work this shift, those are the things you dream of, is a nap coming up for you a little later. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News for you. And Robert Davi is going to join us at the top of the hour. The actor, I know you'll know his face. If you don't know his name, you'll know his face immediately if you Google him. And he's been very outspoken. I met him at CPAC when we were live there 2 years ago, I think it was, and when we were down in Florida. And it was because of COVID. They got forced out of D.C. to COVID, and that's where I ran into Robert Davi. He's in the new movie Reagan, and he's going to join us a few minutes after 7. Stay tuned for that. We're going to be right back.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, NFL Hall of Famer Shannon Sharpe is apologizing after shocking his 3.2 million Instagram followers by going live on the social media platform while having sex. Now, I've not seen this, but I have read online. You don't see anything. You just hear the audio. He initially denied it and claimed, no, my account was hacked. Then hours later, he went onto a podcast and fessed up.
Was it on purpose or accidental?
Oh, it was total accident.
Accident.
Complete accident.
How do you go, hold on now, Which social media account was it?
Instagram.
It was. He went live. Is it easy to go live on Instagram?
I've never done it. I've done Facebook Live.
Yeah, but that's a little more of a process. You have to push a button, wait for it to start. It tells you, are you sure you want to go live? I mean, it double checks everything first. Right. Insta doesn't do that.
No, but I think about how easy it is to pocket dial people.
Exactly.
And
does Snap
Insta. Mark tries to
I'm
use.
Trying to be
if
hip.
Anyone wasn't don't listening the other day, Mark tries to use cool lingo, and Sue and I set him straight on that one.
Just don't.
Just say no. All right, Karate Kid star Chad McQueen has died at the age of 63. That's young. He was also the son of actor Steve McQueen. Chad was best known for his role as Dutch in The Karate Kid and its sequel, The Karate Kid Part 2. I didn't know this. His true passion was racing. He even founded McQueen Racing, which is a company that develops high-performance cars and motorcycles.
Yep.
How come I don't remember him from Karate Kid?
I don't either. I'm looking him up.
I'd have to see him.
I'm looking for images of him. Yeah. Now, he was not in these sequels, right? To Karate Kid, the one they're doing now?
Just in the first one in part two, which were what, back in like the 80s, I believe?
Yeah, you're right. It was in the 80s. It was way back there. It's true. And now I recognize him when I see him here. He had a lot more hair then, but I did not know that was Steve McQueen's kid.
I didn't either. But I'm not surprised. Steve McQueen loved racing, so
yeah, it
makes sense that Chad would.
Yeah.
Wow.
So with more selfie-related fatalities happening, officially there have been 9 so far this year, you'd think people would be realizing that you need to be careful when you're taking pictures outside. But apparently this group in China did not get the memo, because there were about 20 people of them who went to go take a selfie, and they ended up getting wiped out by the huge tidal wave. It doesn't appear there were any deaths, jeez, but come on.
That's what often happens in those cases. So people get sucked out into the waves and they drowned.
Well, wasn't there a story of somebody doing that at the Grand Canyon and falling?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure many,
people,
right?
Come on.
I think I read where there were 10 or 12 people who died at the Grand Canyon last year.
It's complete insanity.
Like selfie accidents.
Do you really have to be that close to the edge to get a good shot? Isn't it impressive enough if you're just standing close to the edge and not right up on it?
Well, that's bad thing. They sit up on those rails.
Yeah.
And then they just, lose their balance.
I have developed a fear of heights over the course of my life, and just you mentioning it sent a chill down my spine.
I feel tense right now.
Getting too close to the edge of the Grand Canyon. No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, I my body feels tense even talking about this right now.
Yeah.
Disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, who of course fueled the Me Too movement, has been indicted on new charges. No specifics have been released about these new charges, but it comes after more women recently came forward with new accusations against the 72-year-old. Now, Weinstein was not in court. He's recovering from emergency heart surgery he had this week. In all, more than 80 women have accused him of sexual assault or harassment, and he has continuously denied those allegations.
Well, the guy looked like death the last time I saw him. He's like very feeble these days. Didn't he just beat one of his convictions? That's why they're going after him again. I wonder. I mean,
yeah, he did.
He's never getting out of jail, so I'm not quite sure what the point of that is. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Just not going to get out. This is just gross. A woman says her vacation was ruined by a stranger's gross habit at a hotel pool. She said in a video that's gone viral, she's sunbathing at this hotel pool in Dubai when a man about 15 feet from her starts clipping his toenails. And to make matters worse, when he was done clipping them, he shook the towel all the clippings were on, and it flew the nails all over the public pool area.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, as in like you would do that?
No, just the act of clipping your toenails, I don't find that gross. But, I mean, flipping it. Somebody could step on those things. They're sharp. I mean, if flipping them around on the concrete would be very inappropriate.
But would you cut your toenails in public?
Probably not.
I need to address this with you. Yeah, that's not a clear answer.
No, probably not, because I'll add this. If you were at the pool and you realized all of a sudden that your toenails were obnoxious because you hadn't trimmed them in a while, that might be the time to do it, right?
Would you bring clippers with you? And also,
you normally have shoes and socks on, so you're not seeing them.
Well, that's it. He had to be prepared to go down there and do it.
Thank you.
Thank
he had to take the clippers with him.
Yeah. No. There is no clipping of toenails at the pool. The end.
Or in any public area, Mark.
Exactly.
Thank you.
We need to make sure that you get this.
See what that big deal is.
Wait, hold on. Let me read the article.
Oh,
the guy's name was Mark Cox.
No,
shoot, I forgot to mention that part.
I have never been to Dubai. Thank you.
Maybe you've heard of this butcher shop. It's a St. Louis butcher shop that's been named the third best in the nation. And I'm sorry if I butcher this. No pun intended. I really didn't mean to say that. Bolliard's Meat and Provisions in Maplewood was touted for its variety of fresh, fine cuts, including bone stock, smoked meats, chorizo, and charcuterie boards. So, girls' nights. Unlike many of the competitors, they're also a whole animal butcher, meaning they source and use the entire animal.
Wow. What's the name of it again?
This is Bolliard's Meat and Provisions in Maplewood. B-O-L-Y-A-R-D-S.
Quite the honor.
Sutton. Yeah.
Have you been there, Sue?
No, I'm looking it up.
Ah, nice. Well, there you have it. You know they're one of the best.
I love a good charcuterie board.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, congratulations. Hey, coming up, we're going to get to our friend Robert Davi. I call him my friend because I met him in person. Not that I'm name dropping or anything, but he's a big deal in Hollywood. You recognize his face immediately. He was in the movie Reagan, and we're going to talk to him after the top of the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, NFL Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp is apologizing after shocking his 3.2 million Instagram followers by going live on the social media platform while having sex. Now, I've not seen this, but I have read online. You don't see anything. You just hear the audio. He initially denied it and claimed, no, my account was hacked. And hours later, he went onto a podcast and fessed up.
Was it on purpose or accidental?
Oh, it was total accident.
Accident.
Oh.
Complete accident.
How do you go? Hold on now. Which social media account was it?
Instagram.
He went live. Is it easy to go live on Instagram?
I've never done it. I've done Facebook Live.
Yeah, but that's a little more of a process. You have to push a button, wait for it to start. It tells you, are you sure you want to go live? I mean, it double checks everything first.
Right.
Insta doesn't do that.
No, but I think about how easy it is to pocket dial people.
Exactly.
And
the Snap.
Insta. Mark tries to
I'm
use.
Trying to be
if
hip.
Anyone wasn't
don't
listening the other day, Mark tries to use cool lingo, and Sue and I set him straight on that one.
Just don't.
Just say no. All right, Karate Kid star Chad McQueen has died at the age of 63. That's young. He was also the son of actor Steve McQueen. Chad was best known for his role as Dutch in The Karate Kid and its sequel, The Karate Kid Part 2. I didn't know this. His true passion was racing. He even founded McQueen Racing, which is a company that develops high-performance cars and motorcycles.
Yep.
How come I don't remember him from Karate Kid?
I don't either. I'm looking him up.
I'd have to see him.
I'm looking for images of him. Yeah. Now, he was not in these sequels, right? To Karate Kid, the one they're doing now?
Just in the first one in part two, which were what, back in like the 80s, I believe?
Yeah, you're right. It was in the 80s. It was way back there. It's true. And now I recognize him when I see him here. He had a lot more hair then, but I did not know that was Steve McQueen's kid.
I didn't either.
Hmm.
But I'm not surprised. Steve McQueen loved racing, so.
Yeah.
Makes sense that Chad would.
Yeah.
Wow.
So with more selfie-related fatalities happening, officially there have been 9 so far this year, you'd think people would be realizing that you need to be careful when you're taking pictures outside. But apparently this group in China did not get the memo because there were about 20 people of them who went to go take a selfie, and they ended up getting wiped out by the huge tidal wave. It doesn't appear there were any deaths,
jeez.
But come on.
That's what often happens in those cases. So people get sucked out into the waves and they drowned.
Well, wasn't there a story of somebody doing that at the Grand Canyon and falling?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure many, right?
People, come on.
I think I read where there were 10 or 12 people who died at the Grand Canyon last year.
It's complete insanity.
Like selfie accidents.
Do you really have to be that close to the edge to get a good shot? Isn't it impressive enough if you're just standing close to the edge and not right up on it?
Well, that's the bad thing. They sit up on those rails.
Yeah.
And then they just, you know, lose their balance.
I have developed a fear of heights over the course of my life. And just you mentioning it sent a chill down my spine.
I feel tense right now.
Because getting too close to the edge of the Grand Canyon, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, I absolutely, my body feels tense even talking about this right now.
Yeah.
Disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, who of course fueled the Me Too movement, has been indicted on new charges. No specifics have been released about these new charges, but it comes after more women recently came forward with new accusations against the 72-year-old. Now, Weinstein was not in court. He's recovering from emergency heart surgery he had this week. In all, more than 80 women have accused him of sexual assault or harassment, and he has continuously denied those allegations.
Well, the guy looked like death the last time I saw him. He's like very feeble these days. Didn't he just beat one of his convictions? Maybe that's why they're going after him again. I wonder. I mean,
yeah, he did.
He's never getting out of jail, so I'm not quite sure what the point of that is. But
Yeah, I agree. Just not going to get out. This is just gross. A woman says her vacation was ruined by a stranger's gross habit at a hotel pool. She said in a video that's gone viral, she's sunbathing at this hotel pool in Dubai when a man about 15 feet from her starts clipping his toenails. And to make matters worse, when he was done clipping them, he shook the towel all the clippings were on and it flew the nails all over the public pool area.
Yeah. That's you know, just
as in like you would do that?
No, just the act of clipping your toenails, I don't find that gross. But I mean, somebody could step on those things, are sharp. I mean, if flipping them around on the concrete would be very inappropriate.
But would you cut your toenails in public?
Probably not.
I feel like I need to address this with you. Yeah, that's not a clear answer.
No, probably not, because I'll add this. If you were at the pool and you realized all of a sudden that your toenails were obnoxious because you hadn't trimmed them in a while, that might be the time to do it, right?
Would you bring clippers with you? And also,
have shoes and socks on, so you're not seeing them.
Well, that's it. He had to be prepared to go down there and do it.
Thank you. He had to take the clippers with him.
Yeah. No. There is no clipping of toenails at the pool. The end.
Or in any public area, Mark.
Exactly. Thank
you.
We need to make sure that you get this.
See what that big deal is.
Wait, hold on. Let me read the article. Oh, the guy's name was Mark Cox.
No,
I forgot to mention that part.
I have never been to Dubai. Thank you.
Maybe you've heard of this butcher shop. It's a St. Louis butcher shop that's been named the third best in the nation. And I'm sorry if I butcher this. No pun intended. I really didn't mean to say that. Bolliard's Meat and Provisions in Maplewood was touted for its variety of fresh, fine cuts, including bone stock, smoked meats, chorizo, and charcuterie boards. So, girls' nights. Unlike many of the competitors, they're also a whole animal butcher, meaning they source and use the entire animal.
Wow. What's the name of it again?
This is Bolliard's Meat and Provisions in Maplewood. Bolliards.
Quite the honor.
Sutton. Yeah.
Have you been there, Sue?
No, I'm looking it up.
Ah, nice. Well, there you have it. You know they're one of the best.
I love a good charcuterie board.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, congratulations. Hey, coming up, we're going to get to our friend Robert Davi. I call him my friend because I met him in person. Not that I'm name dropping or anything, but he's a big deal in Hollywood. You recognize his face immediately. He was in the movie Reagan, and we're going to talk to him after the top of the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.